Have you ever heard of the Underground Railroad? Well, I'm going to tell you about an Underground Railroad route with stories, directions, and about how much it will cost. But if you want to take this route, you will want to know a little bit about the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad is a path that helped slaves to freedom. Most slaves were treated very poorly. That's why slaves took the Underground Railroad route. The Destrehan Plantation is going to be the first stop. The person who owned Destrehan Plantation was Perry Rost and Emily Rost. They also had a son. Their family had lived there for 123 generations. But then Perry Rost died at the age of 71. In 1910, Perry Rost died. Emily chose to sell the plantation. This was good because they had about 210 slaves working for them. This will be a very fun place to visit because now it's a museum, not a plantation. They only killed about 18 slaves, which is a really sad amount. But if you want to visit here, the exact location is 13034 River Road, Destrehan, LA 747. How to get from Destrehan Plantation to Longwood Plantation. Start at Interstate 48, then turn at Interstate 310. Keep going. Next, you're going to turn at Interstate 10. After you turn onto 110, and then switch onto Highway 61. After you turn onto Woodville Road, then turn left before Terminal R&D. This will take 2 hours and 33 minutes. The next place we're going to visit is a really nice place called Longwood Plantation. This is a perfect place to visit, but not that long ago, we had people working till death. They originally made the house for cotton in 1859, but work stopped in 1861 when Civil War struck. Samuel Salone died three years after work was started, so it was never finished. Something awesome about this site is it was one of the tallest sites in the U.S. The plantation is in Mississippi. How you get from Longwood Plantation to Brickell Estate? Start on Lower Woodville Road and turn onto Highway 61. Next thing you need to do is turn onto Highway 28. After, you will turn onto Highway 55, which will turn onto Highway 40. Later, you will see Highway 51, so you should turn onto Highway 51. The last highway is 14, then turn onto 2nd Street. This will take 4 hours and 38 minutes. Now you're at Brickell Estate. This is an awesome place. It is owned by someone who would risk his life to save slaves. But they say he hid them in a cellar if slave catchers come. But the problem is that they have dug for a cellar, but sadly there has been no sight of a cellar. But we know this is an awesome museum. Jacob Brickell is the owner of Brickell Estate. We also know, we used to call this site Slave Heaven, with it's located in Tennessee. The real address is 826 N 2nd Street, Memphis, TN, in the 1800s. He became part of the anti-slavery movement. In 1849 was when his house was built. In 1897, was when it was established as a museum. Brickell Estate to Bellamy Plantation. First, you'll turn onto Chessel's A and turn on to Bigger BLVD. Later, turn on to Highway 40. After, turn on to 70S. Then, the next turn, you will turn on the first left turn. On the first left turn onto Leak A, which will take 3 hours. This will take 3 hours. Our next stop is Bellamy Mansion, which is also a plantation. Have you ever heard of Bellamy Mansion? If not, this is the best place to be. Guess what? John Harding was the owner of the Bellamy Plantation. He was born on November 2nd, 1777, and died September 16th, 1865. The slaves that worked there had to make their own slave rooms that could fit two slave families. Bella Maid Mansion was part of an old plantation in Tennessee. John Harding was born November 2nd, 1777, and died September 16th, 1865. His son ended up taking over his plantation when John Harding died. Bella Maid Plantation going to Owen Lovejoy's house. Follow 70S soon after, go on to 440. Later you will turn onto 65, which you will turn onto Highway 24 really soon after. Soon after you should turn onto Highway 57, and when you see 74, you can turn onto 74. The road will switch, but you go on Highway 51. Then go onto Highway 39. Later, turn onto Highway 80. When you see 180, go on that highway. The last on this turn is Highway 6. This will take about 7 hours and 13 minutes. Owen Lovejoy's house. Owen owned this place. He was someone who would risk his life for black people. So did his brother. But he got murdered on November 1837 because on the newspaper he stated his opinion that slavery should not be real. Now, his house is now a super cool museum. When Owen's brother died, Owen became the leader of the abolitionists. He really hated slavery, mainly because his brother died trying to change slavery. Owen was born January 6, 1811. He died March 25, 1864. In 1838, they built the house. The site is in Illinois. This was a very good safe house along the way. Owen Lovejoy's house to Dr. Nathan Thomason's house. First, go on Highway 6, then turn onto Highway 180. Soon, you will turn onto Highway 84, then turn onto Highway 94, till you see Highway 131. Then you will turn onto E. Chesil Street. This will take about 3 hours and 7 minutes. Nathan Thomason's house. Nathan was the owner of this house. His house was known as the Underground Railway House. In 1803, in Mount Pleasant, Ohio, was the time Nathan was born. His house was less than 1 acre. That didn't stop him from helping slaves. This is the last stop till freedom. This is in Michigan. But the exact location is 613 Ecass Street, Schoolcraft, Michigan, 1835. He built this house. Sadly, he died in 1887. Nathan Thomason's house to North Buxton. Start on Ecass Street, then turn onto N. Grant Street, which is also Highway 131. Next, turn onto Highway 94, then turn on State Highway 14, which will take you to Highway 96. After, turn onto Canadian Highway 3. Then turn onto Harmon Church Road. Go onto Z and then turn onto Milan Road. Turn onto 14 and reach your destination. This will take 3 hours and 6 minutes. North Buxton. Rev. William King is the owner of the Elgin. He had bought 9,000 acres of land for slaves resettlement. In this small amount of years, a lot of slaves were living there. This community was established around 1849 in Canada, Ontario. The coordinates are 42, 18, 37, 08 and 82, 13, 30 west. A good schedule you could follow, but you do not have to. Day 1, wake up around 8:30 and get to Destrehand around 9, spending 2 hours there, which means it will be 11 a.m. That would be a good time to go to Longwood. You would be there around 11:45. You can go to Longwood and be there for 3 hours and 30 minutes. You would most likely want to stay at a hotel. Then you would wake up and you could be ready around 9. And it would take 4 hours and 38 minutes to get there. That means you will be there around 1:45. So I would spend 2 hours so you could leave there around 3:45. You can drive 3 hours to a hotel, 3 hours, and you would get to Bellemaid, and you can get a hotel. In the morning, you can leave at 8:30 and go to Bellemaid Plantation. Stay there for about 2 hours, and you can leave and drive 3 hours and get to a hotel. Then you can leave at around 8:30 and drive 4 hours to Owen Lovejoy's house. At 12, you can stay there for about 2 hours. You will want to call ahead to visit Dr. Nathan's house at 269-679-4303. You will want to go to North Buxton, and there is a museum on North Buxton Cathan on Canada. Owen, Canada. On this trip, gas will cost about $259.84. It will cost about $400 for a hotel, for hotels, and $70 for food, and $86 for visiting museums, which in all, for all of those, is $815.84. Thank you for listening to this podcast.